Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. Today we have Belling up to the bar with us, and we just had this conversation. If I get it right this time, Negri,
like Ed Begley, yes,
Ed Begley, Patty Negri, like Ed Begley. We'll all remember it that way. And if you don't remember, what shows was he a dad on, Patty?
He was on some nighttime dramas, those 1 hour nighttime dramas, maybe one of the lawyer ones or detective ones or something like that.
Something along those lines. And he definitely did a bunch of movies. We'll show our age a little bit with a little Ed Begley things there. But so Patty is here with us today. Patty, let's see if we can get it. Are you a medium or are you a psychic?
I am a psychic medium.
Okay. So
What's the difference?
So maybe we should start. That should be our first absolute question then is what is a psychic medium? Like I thought they were two different things.
Well, they're different gifts. I mean, a lot of people have both who have them because it's your intuition that's opening. What a psychic is a psychic, somebody who sees futures. I say possible futures because I don't want to take away somebody's free will. To me, it's a low-end psychic's going, you're going to get hit by a bus on Tuesday. Because, you know, you could be leading towards that, but if you don't leave the house, you won't get hit by a bus on Tuesday. So why don't you be careful and stay home on Tuesday? Because I think there's, you know, so a psychic is somebody who sees paths, blocks, futures. That's the person you go to for career, love, blah, blah, blah. And a medium is someone who talks to the other side, who could talk to your deceased loved ones, you know, spirit guides, those kind of things.
Now, you, like your medium side, you've done pretty well with that. Now, how many years now have you been on Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel?
I think it's going into my sixth. Yeah, it's pretty great. It was totally a fluke too. I mean, it's not a fluke, you know, 100 years in the making, but I mean, I was in this town working, but the first time I went on, and I'd done a lot of reality and docuseries, and I'd done a lot of my mediumship or psychic stuff or witchy stuff on it. But that first Ghost Adventures literally was, because they were filming in Hollywood and they had heard that I had experienced the ghost of Charlie Chaplin at the American Legion Hall. We have the most beautiful American Legion Hall. And I'm on the board of the Hollywood Arts Council. Again, nothing to do with my witchy side or medium side or TV side, but I had done a spirit salon there where we were doing, everybody dress up and raise money for the arts. And I did spirit tours and things. And I saw and talked to Charlie Chaplin at this one bar. And he was explaining to me that he was back and he was swirling his drink. And I guess the person who ran the club had told Zach or his crew that. So they called me in. So I was that first time literally just supposed to be one of those one-off people that every episode has. They're in your town and you are the one witness or the
right. You're the one person.
But luckily it turned into more, I guess, because it was great. Cause I explained, I didn't know this, but the exact chair I said where Charlie Chaplin was the exact chair he sat every single Friday night. And I guess the I'm back thing that I was getting was, you know, sadly in the wartime when there was a whole big communist scare and stuff, and he was accused of being, you know, right, a communist supporter, yes, and he was kicked out of the American Legion, but he's back now.
well, you've already got some love here. Phoebe, how do you pronounce
Faye,
it?
Phoebe Faye. Hi, Phoebe.
She
Hi,
said,
Christopher.
And Christopher says hello. So you're already getting some love here. So the Charlie Chaplin thing is wild to me because probably one of my favorite all time speeches. And to say speeches in Charlie Chaplin, and you have no reason listening to my show if you don't know who Charlie Chaplin is. And not from the sense of like, how dare you not know who he is? It's just like from an age group thing. Granted, I didn't see Charlie Chaplin live, but I know who Charlie Chaplin is.
Me too.
You know, it's one of those kind of things. But have you ever seen the speech he did in a movie post Second World War? Did you see that?
Yes, and I can't think of the name of the movie, and I can't think of the speech, but yes,
the memory is the first to go. Look, we're already going to book you outside of the show. Dave, who was a Marine that used to work for me, he says he needs you to come to his house. We believe we have the spirit of the first owner's residual energy. Dave, I'm going to help you, and Patty's going to tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
Now, Patty, every home that I have ever owned, while my family was outside of the house, and my wife will tell you this, I walk into the house and we have a conversation. I am the new owner. Everything is safe. You are welcome to move on. Please do not bother my family. We will not bother you. We will respect this home. Please, it's time to go. What do you think?
100% correct. You get an A plus. That is absolutely right. Yes, because people don't claim their home. Spirits are everywhere. You know, there's good ones, there's bad ones, just like humans. There's quiet ones, there's loud ones, just like humans. But what I've known since I was talking to these things when I was 3 or 4 is this is our realm of existence. That other side really does have to play by our rules, but people don't know that. So they give away their power, as we tend to do anyway. Or they get really angry, which if it's negative, we'll feed that. They get really scared, which is negative. Just got to be like a parent or like my house. Thank you. No, thank you. Go away. If it's a good ghost, talk to it, send it away or keep it. If it's a bad ghost, in the name of whatever you believe in the name of God, in the name of your dog, in the name of your higher self, it's, and guess what? It works. But you know, but spirits are everywhere. And as we're moving into this new age, this age of Aquarius, the veil is thinner and more unexplainable by science stuff is going to happen, though science and spirituality is coming together too. That's all into the quantum, you know, sciences and things. It's all going to come down to numbers anyway.
Well, I did need to tell you. So Joanne, who is one of my coworkers, who is very into crystals, very into the whole entire witchcraft piece, she said to make sure I tell you, blessed be.
Blessed be.
And then I picked on her and I went, the Lord? And she goes, just do what I've told you to do and don't add anything to it. So for Joanne, that's for Joanne. I guess Phoebe says she lived down the street from his from Chaplin's cottage where he kept his consorts.
He had so many consorts.
Really?
In my neighborhood, there's at least 3 or 4 of his buildings. And including my big story of spontaneous combustion is a house that he built right in my neighborhood.
Hold on. Spontaneous combustion?
Yes. Somebody burst into flames on my watch. Yes.
Okay. Patty, you don't get to wave top someone burst into flames in front of me. That's not a wave top. Like, how does someone burst into flames?
Okay. This was a house. It's an old 1920s house. It's in my name. I live in the Hollywood Hills, right under the Hollywood sign. It was the first movie enclave built in the 1920s. And yes, Charlie Chaplin has a place by Phoebe's. I know Phoebe. She's my dear friend. She lives down the street. And he has 3 places in my neighborhood. He built this one for Mary Astor, who was a silent movie star of the day.
I know the name.
Mary Astor. So, and it was a party house. It was of the day parties of the 20s, 30s, and whatever. After he was gone, and then the Rolling Stones manager bought it. And so the Rolling Stones lived there. Mamas and Papas stayed there. All these very creative, big personality people, Graham Parsons. Then they moved out, and the person who invented the real-life sex doll moved in. And then he moved out, and then Marilyn Manson moved in. Marilyn Manson was my neighbor for 7 years, and he recorded in the basement, the dirt.
How was he as a neighbor?
He was a fine neighbor. You wouldn't know who he was most of the time. He, when he's not in persona, he was a skinny guy in shorts and a white T-shirt. You know, just a.
See, I feel like that's, and I feel like that's who he is.
Yeah,
like everybody sees the other side, his performer side. But I feel like, you know, he would be just this guy next door. Like he would have really nice grass. Like he kept his grass very nice.
Beautiful house. Actually, it has a grotto. It again, it's that old 20s house. It's four levels. It kind of looks like a haunted house now. A four-level stairway through here. It's got this whole big water feature and ponds and koi's the way they built in the 20s and still do. And then there's this old-style Hollywood pool. It's beautiful. So anyway, then we were doing a séance there. Then it got a little scary for Marilyn. And I was doing...
Oh, no. You did a seance with Marilyn Manson.
No. He moved out, and the guy who moved in... Oh. But he's a part of this whole thing.
Okay.
But the guy who moved in was a filmmaker and doing a film on how haunted this house was. So young people around the table, and young people have so much life force. When you hit somebody right around that 20 years old, plus or minus a few, things happen. Paranormal things happen because they've got life force. So I always say, skeptic, okay, be a skeptic. They fall the hardest. I don't care if you believe or not, but you have to be respectful, because whether you believe or not, it's real. And when you get into trouble is when you're disrespectful. So we first was going along, and everybody at the table, like, I don't know, a dozen young people. We had four cameras, so this was a big shoot. This one kid, maybe because he was on TV or something, he started just being a smart aleck. We'd get some information, and he'd say something. And I'm feeling the tension grow. And all of a sudden, he said something really stupid, and the French doors flew open like this, and everybody scream, turn around. The producer side of me is like, oh wow, that's like special effects. I like that. I mean, nothing was faked. I would never ever fake, but it was like, that is weird. That is good, right on cue. So I'm trying to keep things in line, and we're getting all this information, and then he says something stupid, and it happens again. Okay, I kind of keep down, but he's just being an idiot. And then he says something else. And then the speakers, you remember old school speakers? You'd stick them on the floor of your, how big can your speakers
absolutely.
Be?
Absolutely. How big can my speaker be? It has how nothing big? To do with the quality of the sound nothing. Coming out. How
so
big
anyway, can my speaker be? The world's so different now. How little can my anything be? But anyway, the speaker came.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Your speaker, your cell phone, your television. Your whole computer is in this. But you're funny. But anyway, so the speaker comes on, this white noise. We look later, it wasn't even plugged in, this record player, this whole speaker. But anyway, so this tension is building. And then we were working a Ouija board. I know how to safely use one most of the time. But we were using this Ouija board, and he said something really stupid. And not him, but my friend, the cameraman facing him on the other side of the table, burst into flames. A V up his back, like angel wings of fire, went on fire. Everybody's screaming. Two cameras actually caught it, which is amazing. One camera didn't. It like hit the floor, hit the ceiling. I guess you really do test the mettle of a cameraman by the room bursting into flames.
Yeah.
And the guy who caught on fire is like, why is everybody screaming and staring at me? And it's like, oh, and his shirt was burning off him like it was a synthetic, but it was cotton. It should not have went poof like a nylon or polyester. So all of a sudden, cool witch medium psychic Patty becomes medic Patty. And I'm the EMT. I'm like, drop and roll. We are done. Nobody bursts into flames on my watches. Oh my God. And I'm calling in my wards, my protectors, how I do it. And I'm done. Everybody's screaming. So the guy, and he was a super skeptic, the guy who caught on fire, super skeptic. He wasn't scared. He was like inspired. He's like, no, I'm okay. He's like, I caught on fire. I'm okay. He goes, I could take this shirt off. I have a sweater. I'm okay. I'm good. I looked at the kid who caused it all that. He became a choir boy. Not a word out of him the rest of the night.
Wow.
He's the problem now. I'm like, I don't know. I talked to the ghost. I'm like, you guys, we're not even going to get rid of you. We just want information. Sorry, this was just a kid. He didn't know. So we finished it. We did have some crazy stuff. A glass, the biggest thing I ever saw, flew from a cupboard 8 feet across, not even on camera. This is all in Chaplin's house. And flew across. Actually, something tried to push Laurent off the cliff. I do live in a hill area. But the coolest thing about this, which, I mean, weird, crazy, spontaneous. But 3 weeks later, the guy who caught on fire, he came over. He goes, Patty, look at my back. And he showed up, picked up his shirt. And it where the blistering was, it totally looked like he had went and got a tattoo of a dragon.
No.
Open mouth, sharp teeth, winged head, into the shape of a serpent. Do I have one? That's the exact energy I called in to shut down the thing. I work dragon magic. It's positive. It's beautiful. It's crossroads magic. I have a
Well, that's actually what it's called. It's called dragon magic.
Dragon magic. That's what I called in. And I'm looking at his back. I'm like, oh my God, you have a tramp stamp of a dragon on your back. Is that not the coolest thing in the whole world?
Ah, that's so great.
And he thought it was the coolest thing in the whole world too. So he actually was so inspired by it. He wrote a script. He wrote a horror film actually about this TV psychic who does every TV show, you know, based on me. And then something happens at another TV show and a portal opened and then it becomes a horror film, all the crazy stuff.
Oh, that's so
He wrote it with Stephen Norrington, the guy who wrote The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and the Blade series. That guy. They wrote it together. They haven't done it yet. I hope they do. But I sat down with him for like 5 hours with the script and I go, Laurent, you can't say that. He's like, Patty, you said that. I go, I know I said that, but that causes something. You don't want to be one of those cursed horror films, do you? That's what happens. Ghosts, spirits, energies don't know the difference of we're filming and we're not. You say those right things. So we changed all the words to be meaningless that won't cause it to be one of those cursed horror films. So I hope they get to do it. It's called The Portal if they ever do.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And Stephen Norrington. Yeah. But it was pretty cool.
Wait, so you said his name was Malachi?
Malachi. Laurent Malachi. Look,
the greatest line, my personal favorite line in any movie. Let's see if you know this line.
Okay.
Malachi, father wants you. You know what movie that's from?
No.
That's Children of the Corn when when the one kid comes out of the ground. And after being in hell, he comes up, the little short kid, and he comes up, the redheaded kid, and he goes, Malachi, father wants you, because father is the devil. And that was Malachi.
Oh,
that was my favorite line.
I remember that movie, because I had a friend who looked like he was a Children of the Corn, and we always called him that.
Well, I have to, real quick, so Jeremy Duncan, unfortunately, he as a Marine, I will support him, because he was in the He's in the Army and he needs all the support he can get. As a Marine, I have to kind of prop him up a little bit. They need extra love in the Army. So he is actually a huge fan of yours. He actually sent us a message. And if you could, Patty, for Jeremy, could you read his name and read that one? Can you read that one for us?
Yes, I can. Here, let me see. I got to get a little closer to it. Oh, so hi, Jeremy Duncan. Nice to meet you, Jeremy Duncan. And oh my God, you have seen every episode of Ghost Adventures that I've been on. Yay, thank you.
There you go, Jeremy.
I have a fan. Yay, one. Jeremy, I love you. Did you see the new Cecil Hotel one? The 2-hour one?
Now what is Cecil Hotel?
The Cecil Hotel is probably one of the most haunted hotels anywhere. Zach waited. There's a Netflix special on it right now. We just did a 2-hour special. Zach waited. He said it took him 10 years and a lot of money to get in this place. And we would not had not COVID got in. It was built in the 20s to be a fancy hotel, 700 rooms, huge downtown LA, wow. But it's like Skid Row downtown now. Beautiful marble lobby. But then so many deaths, so many murders, so many people flying out windows, Richard Ramirez lived there. Another German serial killer lived there.
Yes.
You walk in and it's like, holy moly. So and I didn't know where I was going because he does that to me. He doesn't want, I don't do research because I want to come in. I don't want to know what happened here and he doesn't want me to. So 2 hours, get here now. And I'm like, ooh, Cecil Hotel. You might remember it because I don't know, 5-6 years ago now, it made big news. There was a girl who was missing for 2 weeks and they found her in the water tower. People had been drinking her for 2 weeks in the hotel.
No.
And there's all this video of her in the hotel, like in the elevator, pushing all these buttons. I thought, ooh, she's doing some Japanese elevator game. And then she's like doing crazy things. And then she was lost for 2 weeks and they found her in the water tower and wondered why the water had tasted so bad in the shower. So Elisa Lam. But I got there again, didn't research or I don't. And first off, it is by Skid Row, because that's what it, but a rat didn't want to let me in at all. I go, right, he goes right. I go left. He goes left. It's like, oh, we're dancing. We're dancing downtown LA. So it's like, okay, a possessed rat or he's a warning rat. I don't know.
You had the Michael Jordan of rats. He was giving you, it was like the Kobe rat. He was giving you hooks and jives.
He was. And so we were just dancing downtown. So yeah, it was funny. But the second you got in there, it was like, oh, I feel this place. Oh, thank you, Jeremy. You are cute. It was just coming in on me. And again, and then there's Zach and the whole team and they all have their cameras strapped on. And I'm like, I'm starting to go into trance state already. And Zach's like, okay, Patty, there's 700 rooms. There's 14 floors. You tell us where to go. And of course I led them right to one room. I led them to a room and I'm like, I walked, if they were empty except for one chair, I go, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. And I open the window and Zach starts yelling at me. He's like, close the window. Why are you opening the window? Close the window. I'm like, I got to get out. It's like, and I'm the part of me that's not in a trance. Is like, why is Zach yelling at me? He's never yelled at me. And I'm like this whole other person. And he's like, sit down, sit down. I guess I had led them into a room where somebody had jumped out that exact window. Oh. And he saw when I'm opening the window, no screen. And I'm like, I got to get out of here. I don't think I would have jumped, but I don't remember it. And then I led him to another room. I'm total spoiler alert for anybody on my sections of the movie, but it's a great tour. But then I lead him to another room and I'm like, oh boy. And I'm totally being attacked. I'm all squinched down. I look like an 8-year-old who has to go to the bathroom, holding yourself, kind of covering up all your parts. Oh my God, don't go there. Don't go there. I couldn't get away. I didn't know what. And I'm channeling this person. And again, Zach's going, Where are you being attacked? What's going on? I'm like, don't go there. I can't get away. I didn't watch. And I'm in the part of me that's still conscious going, how do you say that body part on television? How do you say that? And I'm like, lady parts? I had led them to a room where a woman was raped and killed in that room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a lady who lived there, and her name was Goldie or something, and she fed the birds in Pershing Square every day. But, oh, boy, I felt what she felt, and it was just – the terror of it.
Who is now Rebecca Tate is as close to a sister as I probably have. And she is all about the ghost tours. When she saw that you were coming on, she was like, I know who that is. I know who she is. I'll tell you, you know, now the guys that we were talking about earlier, the Talking Beard guys, they have a huge audience. But I have to tell you, Patty, when I let people know you were coming on and you were they have like the biggest audience, but so I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of the ghost stuff. I don't, because here's why. And you'll have to tell me who Elisa Lamb is. Who's that? Is that the girl?
That's the girl in the water tower.
The girl in the water tower.
How do you not know who that is? It made international news. It went viral on YouTube, the tape. And we do have to get back to your friend who has ghosts in their house. Yes, I can help you with that, even on the phone or on video. In my book, it even tells you how to get rid of ghosts in your house.
Right, and Patty has her book, and I want everybody to know about that. That is Old World Make – did I spell that wrong?
Put
that
magic. Shit wrong.
I put make. It's supposed to be Old World Magic. Let's edit that.
Magic there, with a K, M-A-G-I-C-K.
And it won't let me – there it goes. It'll let me fix it now. I'll fix it. Look, that whole reading thing, it'll get you every time,
folks.
I know,
10%.
Look, I taught Patty before the show, folks, about the old Marine Corps adage of the rule of 10%. You must be 10% smarter than the job you are doing. I had failed at this miserably for whatever reason. But so let me tell you why, and you can help me with this. So I don't watch a lot of those for a couple of reasons. So I was probably about, and I've told this story to a lot of people, and I'm of that mindset similar to yours. I respect people who are skeptical. I really, truly do, because it's the whole thing of if you've never experienced it and you've never dealt with it, or you look at things and go, that can be explained away, I'm cool with that. I completely get that. But I was probably about 7 years old, no older than that. And do you remember the old school racetracks, the kids' racetrack? You squeeze the trigger and the cars go spinning around.
Yeah, yeah.
They were magnet tracks. And everything about this story, I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'd take a lie detector. I'd put my any amount of wealth I have on this, I had taken those cars off of that track. Because one of the things with those cars is you would squeeze them and they would real easily flip off the tracks. And the house we lived in had only one bathroom at all. It was downstairs. And the woman who owned the house before my parents and I had passed away. She was bedridden, passed away at the single floor bedroom that was right around from the bathroom. So I remember being a kid, footy pajamas. I remember I was in footy pajamas. That'll tell you something.
Yeah.
So I went, used the bathroom, and I came upstairs. When I came upstairs, and the way that it worked is you went up the steps, and there was my parents' bedroom to the left and a room off of that, my playroom and a room off of that. So I walked over and went to go into the playroom. And I had taken those cars off the track. I promise you on all that's holy, I took those cars off the track. The second I walked through that doorway, one of the cars shot across the room at eye level and hit the wall to my right. Bang! I froze. I don't have any siblings, folks. There's no brothers, no sisters. I'm the oldest of the cousins on that side. There wasn't like somebody was hanging out at the house. Nothing. Scared my bejeebers out. I ran downstairs and we had a fireplace. I grabbed two sticks and fashioned them together into a cross. Aww. For the entire rest of the time that we lived in that, I grew up Catholic. So if you want to fix something, you just make a cross. Fucking fix everything. It just fixes it all. I ran downstairs and grabbed that. And I remember going back into the house going back into that room, my parents being like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, this is what happened. I explained it all to them. They were like, don't worry about it. I swear to you, for the rest of my life, I've had a lot of experiences with this. Things like my mother and I, and I've had this with my wife. I've had this with my children. And maybe you can explain to me what this is, where – I can be sitting there, and if I'm focused too hard on something, and I don't say anything, my wife constantly, she's upstairs watching right now, and in a minute here, she's going to make some comment of, bullshit, you're talking, where I'll be sitting there, and I know I'm into a full thought on something, and I've started to do this, and she'll go, what did you say? I didn't say nothing. She goes, yes, you did. No, I didn't. I didn't say anything. Not a word came out of my mouth. And she'll go, yes, it did. I heard you. And then I'll start saying, well, what did you think I said? And she'll tell me, well, that was the thought that was in my head. What is that?
That is your intuition. That is her intuition. You guys are connected. When you're married to somebody, when you're family with somebody, we all have these little cords. We even use that terminology. I cut the cords, no strings attached. We have these beautiful cords and your spirits and everything starts going. The un-three-dimensional world is just as solid as us. We're not solid. I always do that. You know, we're not solid. We're moving atoms. There's nothing solid. Wood, any table that we're on. So the other world is just as well as ours. So whether it's a ghost throwing around your toys or your wife getting your thought pattern through the thing, it's cool. It's magic. It's amazing because it's directable. I've worked with couples. One was in Australia and in a coma from an accident, and his fiance was in China or something, just far away. And we would communicate with each other. I would get her in, I think she was in Singapore, going, okay, like tickle his toes. And the nurse in Australia would say, he's wiggling his toes.
Really?
There was no space and time on the other side of the veil.
Now, Rebecca wants to know, have you ever had a chance to meet the Warrens?
No, I never did. Oh, they were like the first big investigator couple.
Is that the one that the movies are all about? All the
Yes. That's the one the movies are all about, Conjuring and all that. I didn't, and they both passed now, but I didn't. I know a lot of people who did. I'm second, third down the line, you know, degrees of separation.
Nope, I don't watch the movies. Look, Patty, I promise, because I'm that guy who, and I've met, you know, And I tell people all the time, if you've listened to my show, I've met the other side of this. I met Banachek. I know Banachek. And you probably know Banachek, who that is, and the yeah. and the amazing Randy and all those guys.
Yeah.
So I know the other side, and I love those guys also. I give them all the respect in the world. But I know I've had enough things happen in my life to say, I got you guys. I'm with you guys. But I've had enough things happen where, like, I can't. So I'll give you enough. Mm-hmm. Like, Patty, you and I could – we'll just talk about – tonight on the Above the Bar podcast, we're going to be discussing all the psychic events that's happened in Sean's life that have probably jacked him up more than he ever realizes. Absolutely happened to me. This absolutely happened. So the house we lived in Baltimore – that's where I grew up. I grew up in Baltimore. And the house I grew up in – I'll never forget one time. I yelled at my mother. You'll appreciate this. This was me yelling at my mother. So my mother, one time I'm sitting there and she tells me this story years later. I had an incident where I was asleep and all of a sudden I felt somebody push my back, like wake me up and push me. My dog wasn't alive at the time. She had passed. Somebody had pushed me. And Patty, when I say fear, frozen fear, like, son of a bitch, someone's in the house. And I grew up in Baltimore. Look, people break into people's house where I grew up. Like, I have an uncle who was asleep on the couch, who was 6'4", 6'5", 300-400-pound man, who somebody still broke in the house. And until he woke up, that's when they finally bolted out the door. So we're talking like people do this shit where I grew up at. I'm frozen. I say something to my mother years later, like, yeah, this happened. She goes, I remember that. I'm like, come again? She goes, oh, yeah. There used to be a little – this happened multiple times. She goes, there was a little girl that used to stand at the end of the hallway, and I saw her walk into your room. But your grandfather, my Pop John, he would stand at the foot of my bed and check on me. And then walk down the end of the hallway and check on you. And I'm like, Mom, could you have told me this? Could you let me in on this little bitty secret? Because, Patty, like, when I moved out as soon as I graduated high school. I joined the Marine Corps and I was gone. And there was a lot of reasonings behind it. But one of them, I promise you, was I was more than happy to not have the shit scared out of me. Like, that house, you know, everybody says, oh, at the corner of my eye, I see this, I see that. Mm-hmm. That house was the corner of my eye every minute, to the point that my parents divorced. And the lady who used to live next door, I think if I remember right, her name was Miss Elsie. My dad bought the house next door. It was a semi-detached. And my stepmother put a daycare in there. And she was like, oh, I have the daycare in there. It'll be great. She's like, Sean, do you know if anybody – she asked me this. Do you know anything about this house? I'm like, yeah, Miss Elsie, she had one leg. She was in a wheelchair. She used to sit at the door and yell for somebody to come help her with stuff. And I used to help her with things. She was like, that explains everything. I'm like, what? She's like, shit's coming up missing all the time and getting moved around. I said, because you're in Miss Elsie's house. She had been in that house since that sumbitch was built. So, like, Patty, why is this keep happening to me?
Because you're a magnet. It's a spirit magnet. You are very intuitive. You are very gifted. I talk very much left brain, right brain, left reason. And you've got all that reasonable, radical. The magic stuff isn't going to happen there, but you're right intuitive. You are really intuitive. So a spirit walking by, they're going to see your neighbor. He can see us. He can feel us. I'm going there. That's what they do. And the more you develop your gift, again, you really can shut it down if you want to, but it's fun. And don't think just because your dog is deceased that animals and pets and dogs and cats are the first spirit ones to come back into a house.
Oh, please.
In a good way.
Don't let Rebecca hear that. Oop. She is the animal lover of lovers that I know. If she believes that she's going to be walking poor, her husband, Sean, is one of my two best friends. And she's going to have that poor man driven nuts before it's over. So what now, who's Kiki? Do you know Kiki?
Hi, Kiki. I don't know if I know Kiki.
Okay. Kiki says the witching hour is at 3 a.m. when people are asleep. They say we get out of our bodies when we sleep. What if some of the spirits we experience are people that got out of their bodies during their sleep? What do you think of that?
They could be. And I have a podcast called The Witching Hour, Kiki. So thank you for that. I do. I have a podcast called The Witching Hour where I interview people and things. But it is the magic hour when things happen. It could
be. Why is it 3 a.m.?
Well, this old school said if it's midnight, 3 a.m. I guess it depends on what coast you're on. I don't know. It's that late hour. I don't think there's an exact specific. But the veil is thinnest. Plus, when you're asleep, that's when your left brain is more shut down or you're in dream states. That's what keeps us from the spirit, that logical brain. So things can happen. That's a really, Kiki, that's a really good, and they can. But I don't, more often than not, it's just a spirit. Like I said, if you're consciously trying to astral travel and go visit somebody like that couple I was working with recently, or when somebody's getting ready to pass, if you ever notice that, like your parents or grandparents, you see them going in and out, in and out.
Yes.
They're talking to a deceased loved one, then they're talking to you, and then they're talking, it's at that traveling in and out. I do think we leave our bodies, and I do think it's probably possible to go visit your friend, but not that typical. Mostly that are coming are the spirits coming, because it's most people aren't that adept at leaving their body and consciously go talking to somebody else.
So now we've kind of skirted this issue. We've mentioned some of the movies that are out there and the Conjuring and all that. So like what's the other side to some of these spirit things? Because you're the good witch, you know, you're Gwendolyn, you're our Gwendolyn. And I have to tell everyone, if you're not watching the live stream, Patty, you are a beautiful woman. She is very well dressed. She has a beautiful smile. Please go check her out. PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com. Please take the time and go do that. I mean, you just coming through the screen. You can just see that you are a wonderful person. I am just, I have to tell you, just seeing you on the screen, I just made me smile.
Oh,
it just really
you.
Did.
I love that because I want everybody to smile. You know, we humans, I mean, we are very flawed and very quirky, but we are amazing. I love people. And that's my whole, even my book, even if I'm in Ghost Adventures one day and Nicole Richie or Bad Girls Club the next, or I'm talking to college students, my whole thing really is to let people know how amazing we are, you know.
See, that's awesome to me. And you really, you do an amazing job of getting that out there and getting that vibe to everyone. Now, Jeremy's got a good question here. Now, wait a second. We'll start with Tim's question.
Okay.
Does she have a feeling on the word haunted? I don't know exactly what he means, but maybe you understand that question. Tim is super fan. Tim is my number one fan. Tim would like to marry me. I know he does, but that's a whole different subject.
You're already married. I think you mean as a negative, like haunted is a bad story. Never thought about it. I've never thought as a bad word. It's words, at least everybody knows what it means. So many words that people get confused about, like soulmate or twin flame. There's so many different words and meanings, but everybody knows haunted means it has ghosts. It has an activity.
Right.
I've never thought it as a negative.
Okay. There you go, Tim. Jeremy, is it true that you can see spirits children see spirits more than adults?
Yes.
So what's that about though? Is it a lack of like, what would be the, you haven't reasoned so much into your life?
Yes. And it hasn't gotten taught out of you yet. It has, I never got taught out of me. When I was a little kid, my little playmates, under the bed and in the closet, imaginary play plates, I knew weren't imaginary. I got real information with them. And I think kids do. That 90% of our brain we don't use, I think, has all the intuition and psychic ability and travel through time and space. But it gets taught out of us, and especially in our modern society, especially in our Western society, especially we are non-mystical. Even our religion isn't very mystical or spiritual. There's some Eastern cultures have more mysticism and mystic. We don't, not in, especially America. So it gets taught out of us. Oh, that's your imaginary friend. This is real. Yeah, okay, you have that, but this is real. It gets taught out of us.
Oh, and just so you know, Rebecca, that was Sean trying to snuggle with you. It wasn't the dog. Let your husband in the bed. See, and I see, I get all the things that you're talking about. These are very, so like I said, it's such a powerful concept to me, and such a, and maybe concept isn't right, because it's a belief system. I have friends that, you know, I am still a, if we weren't in the middle of COVID, and believe it or not, and it doesn't come through. My family and I, we're on quarantine right now. You know, we've had to deal with it. I'm dealing with it right now, but you know, I'm a church guy. I still believe Sunday, going to church, the whole nine yards. But you know, I don't think you can separate the two, from the simple fact of, I knew guys that went to, when I was in the Marine Corps, that they grew up in holiness churches, speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's not, you know, you've been attached by a spirit and you've been attached by something that's not within the normal realm of things, and you're speaking languages that you cannot know, that have been obviously recorded and are Aramaic in their nature, you got to start asking yourself, like, well, what is this? Yeah. You know, there is a level between, you know, and I'm a big comic book guy, and I think it's a great line that's in the Marvel movies, of where science and magic kind of meet. It's real, but
it's coming together.
But I think people like yourself, you've learned that you can tap into that element where you don't need an explanation.
You're right. I study religion. I study cosmologies, philosophies, science, occult science, metaphysics. And the through line of all, my grandfather was this pretty famous philosopher. He was a psychoanalyst. He was very Freudian in his work. He wrote all these books, The Creator and the Created, Sex. He was way ahead of his time.
Who was your grandfather?
Vitaly Negri. And, okay. And he was... He wrote on God. He knew more about religion than anybody I know. And he was a practically evangelical atheist. Did not believe. He would have came back from Sephardic. He would have had Jewish roots. And he thought anybody, any form of religion or God, no matter whose, he studied them all, that was a weakness in the humanity. He thought, spoke science and academia. But I read his books now. Oh, Grandpa, you just changed the words. There's a through line to it. Whether you're using your typical, your Christian, your Judeo-Christian, or a Muslim, or Buddhist, or a New Ager, or an old pagan, or like me, if you look at the through line of the energy and the universal truths and the cosmic truths, they all come together. It's just the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
I love that. It
is true. I mean, everybody's got the Jesus story. It's Odin on the cross. Everybody's got the half man, half God that came together. Everybody's got it. So whether it's Mythos or Stu, it doesn't even matter. There's the through line in it. So just everybody get along. You guys, we're all the same.
Well, you bring up a great point. So I have a degree in human resource management. I've always said that I got the wrong degree. I really should have gotten my degree in theology, because that's something I've always said. If you want to know about people, figure out where they eat and figure out where they pray. Those are the two things. If you can find that in a community, you know everything about that community.
That's good.
There's nothing else you can find. And I've always enjoyed finding out about other religions. I used to watch those Travel Channel, Discovery Channel and Travel Channel. We're going to stay with them for a moment, because that's where everybody can find you on the Ghost Adventures. They can find you at PattyNegri.com. They can find your book. Let's get we got the right one. Yep. We got The Good Witch going across right now. Let's get the book going across. We got Old World Magic for the Modern World. We got to go out and get that book. Is it on Amazon and everything else under the
Amazon
sun?
Amazon and everything, and there is a link right on my website. Yeah, I spent more time – you guys, it's an easy, empowering, fun read. I honestly spent more time unwriting it. I wrote it, and I went, ugh, too many words. Who wants to hear me talk? I erased half of it. So now it's like a bestseller in five countries, because it's easy. And it's just like, oh – Love magic. Okay. Oh, how did what to do when people die? Oh, basics. How to do money? How to lose weight? Easy. Magic. We are magic. You don't have to be a witch. You don't have to be a psychic. You could be a Christian. You could be an atheist.
That's it.
It's working with earth, magic, elementals.
And it's just, you know, it's one of those things. If you start looking, some of the older shows, they don't do them so much anymore on like Discovery Channel and Travel Channel. They used to do a lot of the Bible, stories of the Bible or parallels. There's one out there that I hadn't, let's see how I don't give a shit. So I knew somebody who I told them one time about the Constantine Reformation. Do you know what the Constantine Reformation is?
I probably, when you tell me, I will.
So Constantine, the first Christian Roman emperor, he sat down and he brought in all the religious leaders of Christianity around the world and sat them down and said, we're going to go ahead and make Christianity into one thing. No more of this, like this, that, and the other, and all these other pieces. So all those missing books and, oh, this isn't in the Bible, and this is and that, that's because of Constantine. One man who turned around and I didn't know this till watching a whole thing on the Discovery Channel or Travel Channel. I don't remember which one it was about this. And I'm like, so I told someone about it. I was like, did you know this? And they were, and this was like a hardcore far right, like very, very what my pastor or preacher says is it. And I told him this and he was like, I almost felt bad. I felt bad like I had done something wrong. Like, man, I didn't mean to jack your whole world up with an education. I'm sorry about that. But and anyone who's listening to this, please don't get upset at me. I am actually a very, you know, I'm a United Methodist. I've told this story 100 times. My first 2 children, we went to the base chapel. And when we got there, the base chaplain didn't know that he was doing a baptism. He goes, I'm doing a baptism. And one of the Navy religious practitioners, RPs, goes, yes, sir, you're doing a baptism. He goes, oh, okay, let me change this. So he gets his stuff together. Well, he was a United Methodist chaplain. I'm like, all right, cool. Years later, fast forward, and I'm on my 3rd son. And I'm looking all over God's creation for somewhere for my family. We had been going to a UCC church and we're looking for a place to go that fit us. And I tried a couple different places. None of them were right in the Albany area. We walked in the door. My son was born on a Friday. My other 2 sons and I walked in the door on a Sunday while their mother was still in the hospital with their brother. And it was the perfect church. And it was a United Methodist church. And the second we walked in the door, this woman, Miss Roach, goes, hey, welcome in. And I always have said, well, God meant me to go to a United Methodist church. So I don't separate these two things, folks. Like and I don't know how you feel about that, Patty. And I also want to get to Kiki's question, but I see them together as one and the other, because there's no reason that I would have felt so comfortable in those 2 environments unless God, spirituality, all those things that you're experiencing and that I've experienced in my life didn't want me involved.
Yeah.
Now Kiki says, do you think – now, I don't know what this means. Do you think instigating an OBE is safe? I mean, I think she meant safe. What's an OBE?
Out of body experience. I think you have to, what I do about that, and I agree with you on all the religion, spirituality. So that's why if I oversimplify and I make the magic I do is very elemental, so you don't have to deal with religion. Yeah. If you just, again, what is good? What is right? What is heart? We were born with that. We have a moral code, integrity, sense of virtue. And you do know what is right or wrong, whatever name you put on it. So trust that. Yes, that's it. And yes, you're right. Like we drove from my house to your house there's a lot of ways to get there. Who's saying one's better than the other? You can walk, you can fly, you can swim, you can
take a train.
You know, my way is the only way. No, maybe, you know, if that's your truth, that's great. But your truth doesn't have to be mine. And I just don't like it when people, you know, get all judgmental about everybody else's. So, because just love each other. But
that's it.
OBE, out of body experiences. I think what you do have to do when you start working in the outside the veil realm, this is where you do know what your belief system is. Ghostbusters, who are you going to call when you get scared? You work with Jesus? You work with the Christ?
Do
you work with your angels? Do you work with – it's a navigate. Because whatever that belief system is, even if it's a new age, even if it's a combination of everything, which mine is like, I got this and I got – it's a big Seuss. But no, it's how you navigate. It's how you navigate your life. It's how you navigate your spirituality. So if you want to decide going into an out-of-body experience, again, set up boundaries. Like when I'm doing a seance, if I'm lifting the veil, it's very clear who gets to come in and who doesn't. Only good and light spirit. So have your parameters, have your boundaries, and know your belief system.
Interesting. Now, and Rebecca, I love you, Rebecca. Where's Sean at right at this moment? I want to know Sean's questions. Do you believe in having past lives? What are we drinking tonight, Patty? What are we drinking?
Water.
Oh, Telemardew.
It's almost 6 o'clock here. I'm on West Coast. I just finished work.
Well, the Irish kid, Sean Patrick Murphy, has to drink Telemardew.
Well, on my way out after this, I will have, I don't know, probably a wine spritzer.
We just have a spritzer tonight.
Past lives. I do. And actually, in my studies, they were in part of Christianity until the 15th century. They took it out. That's one of those take it out. Yeah, just saying.
So, but really, so 15th century comes, and again, this is gets into that whole piece where I'm like,
because it was about control. A lot of religion, every religion, because when humans start running things, because we're flawed but beautiful, we start doing control things like, no, look my way, not over here, look my way, but not, no, look, you know, because that's about control. And I guess maybe somebody thought reincarnation was a little weird, but I do. And somebody told me, this is decades ago when I was a baby, man, but still practicing. And somebody said, and this was like really in the 80s when that Shirley MacLaine and New Age, and now I'm
living. Oh, God, Shirley MacLaine, I remember that. My mom was so into that.
Yeah, and everybody's like, Cleopatra. It's like, so if somebody's like, I was getting a reading, and she's like, oh, you were somebody. Like, yeah, yeah. Because I do start out skeptical in everything, because it's fun. I'm grandpa's granddaughter. But she's like, oh, yeah, she gave me B.L. Barbara. Oh, Barbara Lamar. That meant nothing to me. So I ran out. And I went to when they had bookstores, went to a bookstore, old Hollywood bookstore. She's an actress. And there's Barbara Lamar. She didn't look like me, but she had my eyes. She looked like all the 1920s actresses, the little round face and the bow lips and the short brown hair that they all looked. But she wrote just like me, and she had my eyes, and her life fears in this little book were mine. She was born. She died at age 30. I was born exactly 30 years later. I didn't die at 30, but I came super into my power at 30. So I'm like, okay, maybe. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. It was lightning.
For those of you that aren't watching the live version, she just started talking about this shit, and there was light everywhere. Hold on. What the hell was that?
I have a really good ghost here, and I have a fabulous haunted doll named Belle. She's over.
Oh, you keep your haunted doll over there. Sidebar story. I was, that same house, right after Poltergeist came out. You remember the scene where the clown doll comes out from underneath the bed and attacks the kid? Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
My grandmother and my cousin right now just came on here. My grandmother decided it would be a phenomenal idea to give me a clown doll. I'd be damned if that fucking thing ever got – I was scared to death of that thing. So
I don't like ghosts. I don't like clowns. I love ghosts, but not clowns.
So my cousin Heather, she is the – I don't know, Heather. You'll have to she'll tell me here in a minute. I'm the baby at 44, and I'll leave it at that. So she ain't throwing shit at me. And she's in Delaware, so she can't get to me. So she wants to know, are there crystals that can be utilized to decrease activity around persons?
Yeah. There's lots of crystals that can use, and there's lots of other things that can be used too. If you want to get rid of negativity, any black stone will do it. Onyx, jet, black tourmaline. Black tourmaline is the best, and none of these are expensive. Black tourmaline, any black stone pulls out negativity like a black candle, but black tourmaline can actually turn negativity into positivity. Other ways to get to calm things down, cascarilla powder. It's ground up cascarilla powder. It's ground up eggshells. It looks like talcum powder. It's been used in magic forever and ever. Eggs are magic, I guess. So we sprinkle that around.
Shell around a birth, around a life. Exactly. Shell of life.
Exactly. My favorite is a sigil. Again, lots of crystals can do it. Is a sigil. A sigil is a symbol. A cross is a sigil. A Star of David. A pentagram. An ankh. A dollar sign. A heart. My favorite is called a Helm of Awe. It's an eight-sided cross. So it looks like a compass, and it's got a little, I usually have one here. It's got a little like a Neptune trident on the end, and it's like sacred geometry. Energy goes in and just blows it up at all eight directions. I have one, I'll put one on a post-it under my welcome mat, and it keeps out ghosts and burglars. I don't go on ghost adventures without wearing it. Like a little medallion of a Helm of Awe. They used to be hard to find, but with all the Viking TV shows out there, they're really easy. They're a dime a dozen. You could buy fake tattoos, real tattoos. I probably have fake tattoos. Do I have one? No. But yeah, Helm of Awe. You could look it up, and that's super protective and can calm things down.
I got to ask, Patty, can we go past an hour? Are you okay with going past an hour?
Yeah, I can go past an hour. Sure.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I don't want to like shut this off right now. Yeah. And I know Rebecca, and as you can see in her picture, see that handsome little guy in her picture? That's Sean. His beard is not as good as mine now. We serve together. And Heather also has to let everyone know, yes, I am the baby though. I am the youngest of us all. There's many of us in the Murphy clan. We are a large group, larger than I can explain to you. But so Rebecca wants to know, and before we go too far, Kiki, I hope that answered your question about the safety of trying to go out of body and have an out of body experience.
Read a book. There's a million good ones, a million bad ones. Set up your parameters. It's just like if you want to learn to swim, don't jump in the deep end first. Go in slowly. Start out on the stairs. Go to the shallow water, a little bit in, a little bit out.
There you go, Kiki. Make sure you're little in, little out. You know, little in, little out. Have you ever – now, before I get to Rebecca's question, and Rebecca, I promise I will get to it. Have you ever been to the Palmer House in Baltimore?
I've never been to Baltimore.
What? What are you doing? Look, first off, then you've never had good food. Never had good food.
No.
Look, steamed crabs in Baltimore is the most amazing thing. Steamed blue crab, steamed shrimp. We do not boil anything. For anyone who is down there who listens to us in the South, I promise you, go up to Maryland, go up to Baltimore, go have good steamed food. We steam all of our seafood. We don't fry shit. That frying is garbage. You must steam it. It must be steamed at all times. That's safe. That's the way it's done. But I remember being a kid, and my mom had a period where she was very into her psychic spirituality. She went through a period, and she used to go see a psychic, and it was and she loved her psychic. But when she would go and see her psychic, I actually can remember falling asleep in this woman's apartment. Like, it was so calming of an environment, just passing out. And come to find out, the woman said that she had like two or three spirits that lived in her apartment. She was very well connected. But we actually used to have a restaurant, and I don't even know if it exists anymore. It's been that many years. But it was called the Palmer House, hence the name Palm Reading. It was called the Palmer House, and you would go, and great food. The food was phenomenal. Like, don't get that twisted. I'm not going to a place that the food sucks, but they would go and read your palms. And that's one of those ones where I almost feel like I don't know how that crosses to the psychic side of things, because I've had my palm read a couple of times, and probably the last time, and it's very interesting, was actually in the Marine Corps. I was with some friends of mine, Troy Arndt and Bobby Ray, who Willis, and I still talk to these guys. But we had one of the Marines, he was a young Marine, and he read my palm. And I was like, how do you even know? He's like, oh, my grandfather used to do it. And he always told me, I have an extremely long love line. And he was like, you're going to have a lot of loves in your life. And for those that know me, I've got, you know, I've been married 3 times. I'm on my 3rd one. This is the last one, whether she fucking likes it or not.
I'm on number 3 too.
See, look at it. Fatty and I are on the same boat. I actually had an aunt that one time, somebody asked her, how many times you've been married? And what was the woman, the White Diamonds? She used to have the white
Elizabeth Taylor.
And they asked her, how many times Elizabeth Taylor been? She said, how many times Elizabeth Taylor been married? And there was like 8 at the time. She's like, well, I got that bitch beat. Mm-hmm. But he told me, I have an extremely long love line, been married 3 times, but I have 8 children between my wife and I, 3 grandchildren. I have a lot of love in my family. And then he told me I have the longest money line, financial line he's ever seen.
Wow.
And how do these things, like, I guess that's for me, like, how do these things correlate? Because the one feels like this is genetics. Like, I don't know. Can you see that? Like, that's genetics. There's nothing that I could think of from a spiritual nature in that compared to something of a spiritual side.
Maybe God, universe wanted somebody to be able to read your, if you really wanted to know how many kids you were going to have and how many wives you were going to have, a way to do it. Just like in astrology, whether you believe astronomy, how did those ancient people who didn't have computers and fancy telescopes be so right on of the exact movement of every star, of every this, and this constellation means this, and Libras are like that, and this is like, how did they do that way? Magic. We're that other 90% of our brain is fabulous.
See, that's impressive to me. Kiki said she went hard. Tim loves it when I talk about Baltimore because of my accent. I have a very Baltimore, mid-Atlantic Baltimore accent, and it's actually dulled down. Stefan's my boy. We call him Sexual Chocolate. He is a very handsome black man who is very, very faithful, man. And I'd be curious how, on the sidebar, Stefan, you have to hit me up one day or see, you can hit a message here, how he feels about all these different things, because he's a pastor and everything in his church. But Kiki wants to know, do you think a spirit can travel through a TV screen, like looking at a picture for an intense Peggy the doll? I don't know what that is. Okay. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Yeah, and Peggy. Peggy, the reason I have Belle is Peggy. Peggy is a doll. She looks like a little Doris Day. She's not 100 years old like Belle. She's like a 1960s doll. She has a little blonde curly hair. She looks like Doris Day. Not scary or haunted looking. But she's given 2 people heart attacks and lots of people illness. This girl named Jane Harris in the UK owned her. And before Zach really even had his museum, he was starting it. He had a little spinoff series. Zach Bagans, Ghost Adventures, the lead guy in Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
He has a big haunted museum now in Vegas. But he had a little spinoff series called Deadly Possessions because he collects haunted things. So he flew me out. He said a doll is coming in, whatever. He flew me out to Vegas, put me up, not in a haunted hotel, a high rise, fancy place. My phone broke, my tablet broke, my TV's turning on and off. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. So we get there and I'm doing a seance with Peggy the doll. So they brought out the girl who owned her. They brought out one girl who had been given a heart attack. And this girl is probably in her 30s who had been given a heart attack by Peggy the doll. And I'm holding the little plastic hand of a little doll doing a seance. Yeah. And the typewriter in the back is typing by itself and doing all this weird. Zach eventually bought Peggy. And now when I go to his museum, and she's got one of those little talking ghost boxes. She's got her own room and other dolls. You don't have to go in that room if you don't want to, because everything's
going to help Zach.
To get in there, you sign. But every time I go in there, open the door, she starts cursing at me that everyone can hear.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, you can take that doll and shove that shit right into a fire.
So Peggy's a wild one. And a girl saw me doing that commercial, so she sent me Belle. Belle had made her sick for 3 years, her and her little daughter, and made her hair
fall. Why would you keep that?
It was a 100-year-old little antique doll. And she saw me with Peggy the doll. She said, you take it. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So she sent her to me. This is how powerful a haunted doll can be. I mean, I have a lot of followers. I don't have that many followers. I had never done a Facebook Live before, so I thought I would open her up on my first Facebook Live. 50,000 people watched me open that doll. I used to get, I got 200. I got 300. 50,000. Took out the doll. I did not let the sun go down before I got the dark spirit out, because I didn't want my hair to fall out. And then this nice, sweet little mischievous little 7-year-old came out.
So let's go ahead and put this out here. Stefan knows me. If Tyrone was around and Terrell, fuck that. The brother in me is coming out in this one. You can bury that thing in the backyard and set it on fire. Ain't no way. Nope. Not happening. Tim said the doll just moves to the left like a quarter inch. Just shut up, Tim.
No, you ain't got no friend. I was going to bring her over, but I don't want to scare you. Because people see her eyes move all the time. Everybody who comes in, not that anybody has since COVID, but everybody could tell what mood she's in. Like three people in the room, she's happy, happy, happy. Next day, she's cranky, cranky, cranky. Her face is porcelain. It doesn't really move. But she's caught on her eyes moving. Nope. Want me to bring her over here?
You can bring her over. You forgot about me. Look, Rebecca, I love you. You can bring it over, but I'm going to tell you right now. We'll talk to the doll, but I'm going to tell you right now. Me and a doll.
Sweet girl. Her name's Belle.
Hi, Belle. How are you?
This little beautiful cape was built for her today by a friend of mine who I have a matching one. Another girl in England built her this beautiful Victorian dress. My other friend, Richard Leo, bought her these 100-year-old little shoes. She's very popular.
For those of you that can't watch the live one, Bella's a beautiful porcelain doll with little chubby cheeks. And very puffy lips that you can see, and a nice braid, and has a pretty burgundy dress on, and a nice shawl. Mm-hmm. I guess we would call that a shawl, and some pretty shoes. Okay. Belle, let's go ahead and keep you on that side of the coastline. We're going to stay right on there on the left coast. I on the right coast. I'm going to stay right over here. You, Belle, can stay on the left coast. I'm going to stay on the right coast.
She's a good girl, Belle.
Why does it look like Belle is looking off to the side like I will choke the shit out of you?
She does move around a lot.
Nope. Oh, Patty. So, and I got to go back to one of Rebecca's questions, because I do think this is an interesting question. Before we start to tighten this thing up here, who is the most frightening spirit that you have ever contacted with?
Okay. Anybody heard of the Black Dahlia murder?
Yes, absolutely.
Dr. George Hodel.
Who's that?
He's the guy who killed the Black Dahlia and a whole bunch of other women.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, his son was a LAPD officer and has all the facts. It'll never be sold because he was very prestigious and attached to people, but it has been proved. But I've let him take over my body. I know. What is that like?
What is that like to have somebody take over your body?
It's a trip. It's different because you have two people to fit in the body. It's weird. I have a friend who has an interesting thing. He says, well, oftentimes women are better mediums are channelers than men because women were made to have two bodies in them. Women birth babies and men don't. So we can have two spirits in us. But it's a trip. I kind of like half go, half come. But again, I've studied it my whole life. It's one of those, don't do this at home, kids. But I had done another show there years before, and they set up in TV business, there's something called craft service. It's the snacks called Crafty.
Oh, yes.
And with all, which has gone out the door with COVID, nobody gets Crafty anymore. But they had set up in the dirt basement, always a dirt basement. They had set up all the, here's the M&Ms in the chair. It's like, you guys don't feel it down here where all these women had been tortured. They found blood 50 years later. They sent cadaver dogs down.
Really?
So anyway, so I was feeling it. I'm like, holy moly. So I go upstairs and he threw me into a wall. I was worried about the art because he threw me into a piece of art. It's a big fancy house. It's a Lloyd Wright fancy architect. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then years later, we did a Ghost Adventures there. We actually crossed over one of the girls, sent her to the light.
You won't see that. What does that mean?
You know, when you see that, go to the light, don't go to the light. That's
right. There's
most ghosts are fine. Most people are good. Most ghosts are good. Yes, there's a serial killer and evil and demonic, but most are good. But the ones, those shades are the ones that don't know they're dead. Those are the edgy ones. Maybe they died violently or suddenly. And those are the ones that need to get crossed over. And there's this one girl, the daughter of Dr. Hodel. She was on her deathbed in hospice, but she wouldn't die because she had promised this ghost. Her daughter, Fauna Hodel, and Dr. Hodel's daughter and granddaughter and probably daughter, because there was an incest thing. She promised her mother she would help this girl. This girl came, and we all saw it and felt it. We sent her to the light, to the heavens. It was beautiful. It wasn't Elizabeth Short. It wasn't the Black Dahlia, but it was such a beautiful moment. But I let George Ho, anyway, but you didn't get to see, but I let George Ho take it, and he was evil personified. Evil, and he's holding Elizabeth Short there and some spirits. I wish I could go clear it. I wish we could send somebody to pray or clear any method that brings in light and goodness, but the guy who owned didn't want to.
Wow.
But and then this a year ago, exactly a year ago, again, I know what I'm doing and I'm very, very careful. And with Ouija boards, I've had the same one since I was a kid. Anyway, so I know we can go there. but anyway, my producer at the time, we're doing a crime and seance. I had an AP reporter coming over and she wanted to talk to her friend, and we used the Ouija board just like it was a cell phone. And I forgot to set up my wards and my protection. The person coming over was an AP reporter talking about the George Hodel thing. He showed up. I'm in my own living room, my own house, which is very protected and very light and loving. All of a sudden, I forgot to set up my protections. Like, oops, I forgot. Put bulletproof armor, and we're working. All of a sudden, I get thrown into the back of my dining room chair. And I hear this crack, 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 and I'm sliding down. And my friend, she's going, are you okay? Patty, are you okay? And I'm like, no. And I always say yes. Honestly, I could have my head cut off. I'm like, I'm fine. No, really. It's a little fast.
Go fuck it. It's just my head. Fuck it. I don't care. It's just my head.
I'm like, no, I'm not. And I slide down to the ground. This spirit had pushed me in. Nobody behind me. No humans, no dogs, no cats. Pushed me into my chair so hard. I thought he broke my ribs. But even worse, he ripped all the cartilage off my ribs and my floating ribs.
What?
He's the scariest one I've ever met of a human spirit. Yeah.
I'm kind of like Patty, I can't even I can't even imagine I'm trying to get into this and project this out to my audience. Like, I don't get a vibe from you like, oh yeah, like my ribs were like removed. It was, you know, fucking
no. I don't exaggerate.
Not,
I don't.
It's not that vibe. I don't even know where to go. So I'm a big fan. I actually enjoy the show, and it's so odd to say I enjoy it. The serial killer podcast. That's one where he gets into a lot of these things. Is there any place? Like, the most haunted place that I've heard of, and it's considered as the most haunted, is in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it. Actually, because I work my other job, The job that pays the bills, this is not it. If you guys would like to pay the bills, you're more than welcome to give me money. And I have no idea how to do that, but we'll do that. Is in Massachusetts. My train goes right past it in Massachusetts. But is there any place that you're like, nope, not going there, not doing that, whether it be like Amityville or the, you know, I do know that the real location for what is it? The Exorcist was actually a boy and it was in DC. That house was ripped down because I grew up in Baltimore. So they actually did. I remember being a kid and they did a whole thing about the real location. If you folks want to know something that'll twist your mind, look up the real story behind the Exorcist. Wow. And that little boy who was tortured, whether it was real or not, whether it was his own personal demons that was in his soul that you believe in, or whether it was something outside of that, you start looking into that and you just, as a parent, you feel like, fuck, I don't know what I would do for my own child. Yeah. But that was in Washington, D.C. Take the time to look into those things. But I have to tell you, is there any place that you're like, nope. Not going there. Not going to do it. Not going to check that out. That is not the spot. You ain't getting me there.
Nope. I don't think so. I like a challenge. I do. I don't think so. I would come in warded. I have oil. You guys go in haunted houses. The most important, put your protective oil, holy water, oil, whatever. I use a lot of dragon's blood. I use a lot of mugwort. You could put it, of course, there, back of your head, you guys, right where your head and your neck come together. That is the biggest portal on your body for spirit. Put your protective oil there. That is actually why you go to church, you pray, you bow your head to open it up for God.
Yes.
So people, that protection oil there. So I would be very protected, but I can't think of any place I wouldn't.
No spot. No spot. Like,
I like challenge.
Like, what about like Vlad Dracula? Like,
I would love to go there. I'm a vampire too.
Wait, hold on, Patty. Fuck, I was going to end the show here in a moment. I've already got it. First off, Sean, no, your beard is not sexier than mine. Your beard ain't shit compared to mine. We'll do on the podcast. Look at this thing. This thing is amazing. Look, even Patty likes my beard. She said nice things.
I said so at the very beginning, yes. Yeah, the nice.
So, things. But hold on. What do you mean you're a vampire?
I met, for years now, I met Father Sebastian on Ghost Adventures, one of our Halloween specials. I was like brought in blindfolded, stuck away in a thing in the dark. And Zach said, tell me what's going on. I saw lady and a baby. And it was Bloody Mary from New Orleans. And I saw somebody on the floor in a mirror. I saw this guy, long hair down to his waist, cowboy hat, flat on the ground. He was Bela Lugosi's mirror. And he was doing some mirror magic with it. So anyway, we became Facebook friends. His name is Father Sebastian. He's been running Endless Night Vampire Balls for 20 years. It's a cross between, it is a real philosophy. It's real magic. It's very similar to my very elemental, beautiful magic. And they do party. But he offered to fang me. And I'm like,
what does that mean? Exactly. Please tell me. Look, I said you're a beautiful woman, and I can imagine another man saying, hey, I want to fang you, but that'd be something two different things.
But I'm like, my idea of vampires isn't real positive. You know, they suck blood or they suck things. So I got all his books. He's absolutely opposite. He's a good vampire. They don't even drink blood. We had Vampire Con in Vegas 3 days. We took over the artisan. We gave blood. We had the Red Cross van, and we all gave blood.
That's awesome.
We give to non-bullying. It's beautiful magic. It is a little hedonistic maybe, but there's nothing that would even conflict with your belief system. There just
isn't.
Well,
I'm a big Anne Rice fan.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Anne Rice fan, I think. They need to do Anne Rice TV series. Now, what is that? You held something up. What is that?
That's the saber-tooth onk.
The saber-tooth onk. Yes. What does that mean?
That means I'm a vampire.
Okay, so she's look, Patty.
I have fabulous fangs. I could run go get them up.
Okay, and Rebecca wanted you to know that she thank you for your great and informative podcast. That's me. not you. And thank you. Please speak with you, Patty. Nice. She loves you. I love Rebecca. This is just like, I, Patty, this is amazing. Like, there's just so much to this. I so hope we stay in touch. This is just, there's so much information in this because I, and as you heard me mention earlier, I get it where guys like Banachek and them say things like, hey, look, there's no, you know, if you can't do it inside of a controlled environment, you know, it's not legit. And I get that. I do absolutely get that. But at the same time, you know, I have an entire belief system that's based on the Bible that says, you know what? When we raised Lazarus, you know, Jesus raised Lazarus, there was nobody there to say anything other than that's what happened. Water into wine, there was nobody else there that said what was happening. You know, this is what the deal is. Hold on a sec. Kiki's got one more here. What is that strange pressure or tingle, hard to describe, I can sometimes feel between my eyebrows? It doesn't hurt, but just feels strange. Is there something I have to do when I feel this?
That's your third eye. Of course. You know, you hear about the third eye.
Right.
You know, this whole area through here. This is Belle, you're going to lay down. This whole area through here is I call our crown of illumination. Your third eye here, all your five regular senses, your sixth sense, that little thing we just talked about on the back of your head, that biggest portal. When you see pictures of like holy people, Jesus, Mary, angels, any holy saints, and they have this light around here, that's their crown of illumination. So you're feeling your crown, you're probably having an extra intuitive thought or a psychic thought or whatever you want to call it, or a spiritual thought. Again, it doesn't have to go in whatever words you use. It doesn't matter. So that's what this is. This is that whole crown of illumination. And everybody's getting a little stronger because we're entering a new age.
Now, what you've said that before. And I, Patty, I thank you for sticking with me because I'm a very inquisitive person. And normally my shows are an hour. Thank you for staying with me. But you've said that now a couple of times. I remember the song when I was a kid. My mother said, I guess I used to sing it. This is the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
Yeah, that's it. They sang about in the 60s.
Yeah. So what is that? What is this new age here?
Okay. We are going from an earth-based, again, astrological signs, you don't have to be whatever. We are going from, the earth is grounded, solid. I work with people, air, fire, water, earth. Your earth is who you are. It's your home. It's your persona. Your fire is your passion, creativity, love, sex, God. Your water is your emotions. Your air is your thought pattern. You could put your whole body in that. That's how I have these 30 seconds to stop chatty brain to chop everything. So again, but we've been for hundreds of years in an earth-based system, solid, black and white, right and wrong, yes and no, our parents' world. We're moving into this age of Aquarius. It's going to be more creative. It's up here. It's not the solid ground. It's more movement and wind. And when we've done that in the past, we've gone into like Renaissance areas. We're going to go into a much more creative and much more spiritual, much more magical, not completely less material, but less material in a way. We're experiential. It's going to be a beautiful time. But because this veil is thinning and we're not in this solid ground world, weird stuff's gonna happen. Everybody's more intuitive. All your senses, you're gonna see things you never. There's a fairy in my backyard, legitimately.
There's a fairy in my backyard too, but it's so different. It's so different.
Yeah, but they're everywhere.
Oh God, they're everywhere. Amanda, where are you? Amanda Love, I love you. That's my. That's a whole nother story. So, God, I want to let you go. Kiki, Kiki, this is the first time you've been on my show. Kiki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope you turn in to so many shows. You're so great. Tim is my super fan. Tim is a good buddy of mine. What about tarot cards? Like, mm-hmm. I there's so many questions. Patty, like, I could do like 5 episodes with you because I have so many questions about so many things. I know I have my fist clenched into the camera, and I'm like, I have so many damn questions.
Tarot cards.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Can you – now here's a question. So in the first time I ever did tarot cards, it was at the Palmer – oh, she's Dutch. I love – Kiki, you're Dutch. Deutsch.
Ah.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? I don't sprechen Sie anything, but I do like crepes. and are you – Kiki, you have to tell me what country are you in right now? Where's Kiki? It's 3:30 a.m. Kiki, you're the coolest person next to Tim because I have to love Tim because Tim is my friend. But Kiki, you're so awesome. It's 3:30 a.m. and you're checking this out. As a guy in Albany, New York from Baltimore that is talking about random ass shit. Oh, she's in the Netherlands. I've always wanted to go. I'm very interested in the Netherlands. Kiki, do you have I have to ask her. Do you have one of those lights for when you're dealing with like 6 months between the darkness and the 6 months in the light? Do you have like a UV light? She'll tell us here in a minute.
I wonder if Kiki knows the Ghost Maidens. They're two friends of mine.
What is the Ghost Maiden?
They're two beautiful, beautiful. They look like twins, but they're not. Actually, one's American from Colorado, I think, and one's Dutch, and they're called the Ghost Maidens. They've got podcasts. They're on social media. They bring art to the paranormal. I don't know if they
really. What does that mean?
They're artists, and they bring the world of art into the paranormal. They're beautiful, the Ghost Maidens, but they're in the Netherlands.
And she said, no, that's Sweden. Thank you, Kiki. I have no idea. I just know that like somewhere up there, you guys are very into seafood, and I'm very into seafood, and I'm a fat kid at heart, so I love it. She doesn't know them, but you just educated her on who those people are.
Ghost Maidens, look them up.
Go look up the Ghost Maidens, Kiki. Let me know. I know it's 3:30 in the morning and you have to get some. What is that? What is that?
Dowsing Rods. These are my funny tarot cards.
You missed a great episode then. So we had the folks from Saratoga Courage, and they were working on getting their yes, it's the Ghost Maidens, Kiki. And they were working on getting the water together for their distillery, and they actually used dowsing rods to get the water for Saratoga Courage, which is a phenomenal vodka. Like on their strawberry vodka, it's so good. I wish you were here with me right now.
We'd have a cocktail together.
We'd have a cocktail. I know my bride, who's upstairs listening, she would enjoy that. But wherever your beau is right now, we could all just have. He's upstairs. Well, that's funny. Yours is upstairs and mine is upstairs.
It is funny.
If you ever make it to the East Coast.
If you ever make it to Hollywood.
I will make it. So we bought an RV this year and I will make it out west.
Okay, good.
Trust me. I have no desire to stay put. I am definitely a wandering spirit. I have no desire to stay put. I need to move. Like I've been in this area in Albany for the longest I've ever been since I was in high school. Since like growing up as a kid, 17 years old, I've never lived anywhere as long as I've lived here. And wow. I'm like you have no idea. It's like, I need to effing move. Oh, it's so bad. Like,
well, we have better weather than you. That's all I can say.
Look, every time I'm in San Diego, and I've been to San Diego multiple times, I always end up there during the May grays and the June glooms. I'm guaranteed. And I have a good friend of mine, a good buddy, Sean Wellcliffe. He owns Cali BBQ. Highly recommended. Got to check it out. But just all this in general is such an amazing topic. So we know what you do and you don't like and all these different pieces. If somebody wanted to find you, like earlier today, we had Dave. He's, hey, look, I got a spirit. I just want the guy. I guess the kind of the vibe was, hey, let my spirit know that, like, hey, calm down a little bit. I like you. You're a good dude. But, like, how can people find you?
I'm really easy to find. Again, my phone number, my email, everything. I answer my own phone.
Yes, she does.
I do. I mean, people are, They hang up on me. It's like, I'm sorry. No, I can't get you a date with Zach. that's half my job. You have no... but no, I'm easy to find. And again, and if you don't want to talk to me, really there's answers to the whole world in my, like, read in one night book. But again, you were talking about tarot cards.
Yes.
Before we
ended. Yeah, I'm sorry. We definitely did.
We'll go on. Tarot cards are just a tool to use to tell, like palm reading or whatever. Sour dowsing rods. These, I use these with spirits. For divination, they find water in the desert. They find water lines. For divination, they cross on yes. They don't cross on no. It doesn't matter. Cross the miles. You are sitting here in my home in Hollywood. No, we are talking to each other electronically over something called StreamYard. Yes, we are. I don't move anything, you know, and that's just how they work. I've tested them for a year on sports teams. I was better than my husband. Who's going to win? The baseball, football. And I would say, oh, the Toronto's going to win. And my husband's like, no, they're going to win. This is the best team. Nope. That's what the rods say. And I was right. I was always right. Like, you have a fabulous beard.
I do have.
Yes. You're wearing an Easter bunny costume. Not today. They're great. So I could sit and talk to ghosts, and ghosts, if I take them on a haunted house, they will point to the spirits. They will point to, like, I have a French artist ghost, and she's over there right now to that way. Point to Adrian.
So now this brings up a good question then. So with a tarot card side to it. So now I was always told, When you do tarot cards, they hand you the cards, you shuffle them because your energy goes into the card. Mm-hmm. But now you're doing a lot of stuff online through Facebook Live or any of the live streams. So, you know, folks, if you're interested in meeting Patty and she's – look, if you just want to meet her, she's a beautiful soul. She's a beautiful person. You got to take a moment and take a look at her. She's just – look, she's blushing right now. Her beau somewhere upstairs is sitting there going, who is this guy in Albany, New York that keeps hitting on my wife? My wife's upstairs sitting there going, hey, he's knock it off. But how does that work from a technology standpoint? Because traditionally it's you got to touch it. You got to hand it to somebody, sure. and the energy transfer.
That's one person's traditional. I do that when I'm with somebody, but I know tarot readers that will not let anybody touch their cards. So it's whatever the card, you ask spirit, God, universe, cards to give you a story. And they're just a jumping off point. I don't read them by the book. 20 years ago, I read them by the book. Oh, the ace of this means that. That's out the door. What's wild now is that my seances, where they used to be 12 people around my dining room table, now I've got somebody in Germany and somebody in Holland and somebody in New York and somebody here and somebody here. And they're just as close. The spirit, I get named. I've gotten iPhone codes from spirits.
Do we have time for a tarot reading?
Not really. Okay. Well, you're going to have to bring me back.
We'll do it. We'll bring it back because I'm sitting there looking at it. And Patty, you're so much fun. You're so much fun. Get that doll away from me, Patty. Get that fucking away from me. All right. So if any – fucking put the doll away,
Patty. Look at her teeth. She's got really cool, weird teeth.
She's got teeth too. Patty, put the freaking doll away. Patty, put the doll away.
All right. Here, I'll put it back.
All right. So, folks, if you want to find Patty, it's Patty Negri at PattyNegri.com. Her book, if you want to figure it all out, learn about your spirituality. It's a beautiful – I like purple because I'm a Ravens fan, purple and black. The Old World Magic for the Modern World. Please take your time. Go to Amazon, any of your book locations. Please, please, please go check out Patty's book. Kiki, here's the promise for you.
We'd open a bag of worms. Yeah.
We'd be here 3 days. We would be here all day long. And Patty, I love. Kiki, send me a message. You, me, and Patty will talk. I will bring you on live. I don't know who you are, Kiki, but I'm all about bringing people on live. I will bring you on live, me, you, and Patty. and we will do a live. Oh, she's got your book. Look at that. I've got that book. And we will.
Did you like it?
Well, all right, Pat. Kiki, we need some feedback right away. I will bring you on live. I will sit down. We will do a complete tarot card reading for you. Most listeners can't read.
Yes, we have an audio.
Look, for you, Tim, there's an audio version. You mouth breather. So we will absolutely do that for you, Kiki. If you set it up with Patty, Patty will let me know, and I will bring you on live, and we will do an absolute tarot card reading. I promise you. You let me do it?
No, well, I'll read you too. I won't.
She'll read me too.
You're very intuitive. You just have to not think so much.
I'm definitely. Well, see, I'm a firm believer in gut reaction, and I've learned over the years, my gut is my intuition, which is these cards and things like that. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what it is? It's a duck. But folks, please take the time, look into Patty, check out Travel Channel, Ghost Adventurers.
And now Discovery Plus. Right now they're showing everything on Discovery Plus.
Yeah, Discovery Plus, that's recently started showing up on my what the hell is that damn thing I just got? TikTok.
Television? Oh, TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok is popping up all the time.
It's actually great. It's all 16 Discovery Channels, Animal Planet, Food, Alien Planet, Travel Channel. Every episode of every show, it's streaming. Now NBC's got the Peacock. I'm starting one. It's called Paraflix.
What? Hold on. You didn't tell me about this, Patty.
I have a network. Because I had 2 extra minutes a day, so I've started a network. Paraflix.com.
2 extra minutes.
All paranormal, all spiritual of all forms, horror films, magical little things. We are getting such great content.
I see, and I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
You don't like those kind of movies and things.
I don't like them. Look, I'm scared. The bejeebers will be scared out of me. Have no doubt about it. My bejeebers will be scared, as my children will tell you. My bejeebers will be scared. But, Patty, you are a beautiful person. You're a beautiful soul. I can see it right in you. As my glass has been filled many times. Look, this is my new, my wife got me this for Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
Vintage 1976. And as my lips become more and more pursed, folks, this is the Above the Bar podcast. Patty, you get the last word. Where can everyone find you? I got your website passing on across here.
Bathroom Walls Across America. No. Maybe a few. Facebook, Patty Negri Psychic Medium. Instagram, Patty.Negri, because there's a bunch of fakes trying to get money off people. Patty.Negri. Twitter, Patty Negri. I have a YouTube page with lots of free lessons and how to do a seance safely and stuff like that.
See, that's even a God, we can do so many shows. How to do a seance safely.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not buying into that water in that damn bottle.
I wish. I'm going to go have it.
What does your beau do for a living?
He's a drummer.
You know what they call the guy that hangs up with the band, right?
What? Out of work?
The drummer.
He's a drummer. Sadly, this COVID's hard because he's a jazz drummer mostly. He plays everything because in my production company, he'd have to play show tunes, this, that. I have a production company too. We won't go there this trip. But he's mostly jazz, so he does weddings and big corporate things, and there's none of that happening.
Well, jazz isn't about the notes you play. It's about the notes you don't play.
Exactly. And you don't play notes and drums. I mean, you don't have a key. You have notes. All right.
All right, Patty. Remember information beforehand? Don't disappear on me. All righty, folks. Oh, wait. We got one last message here. Nathan. One of my fellow co-workers. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, folks. Patty, you get the last word here.
Magic is everywhere, you guys. You just got to look sometime.
There you go, folks. All right, folks. Be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.